Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Francois Engelbrecht, Professor of Acclimatology at Global Change Institute. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Doing well, and thanks for having me.
So, just first of all, can you just explain what this means in terms of pollution?
It means that, firstly, when we look at the world's major economies, China, the USA, and in the European Union, they've all taken significant action towards reducing certain types of pollution that originate from their coal-fired power plants. And in South Africa, this has not happened. So we are talking here about so-called scrubbing devices. It's effectively very large vertical tanks that are fitted to power plants. And within these tanks, there's a series of processes happening. And the net result is desulfurization. So these harmful sulfur dioxide gas that is the product of the world's coal-fired power plants are being removed before it can enter the atmosphere. And the success achieved specifically in China in this regard is staggering. With this technology, one can reduce sulfur dioxide emissions with a factor of more than 10 from a power plant. And therefore, we are today talking about the staggering result that the emissions from Eskom in South Africa is now rivaling that of entire countries. Not because air pollution has increased in Eskom, this type of air pollution in recent years, but because other countries were able to spend a great deal of money and implement these technologies that reduce this type of air pollution.
Who's responsible for this? Is this, can our government as the, as the force behind Eskom, can they be held responsible for this? Well, no, let me ask a different question though. Is this illegal in terms of South African law?
Well, I think it is clear, and you should, of course, get representatives of Eskom and air quality experts to talk about this in more detail. But I think it is quite clear that Eskom is not always meeting the legislative details in South Africa in terms of the concentrations of certain air pollutants surrounding the areas where the big coal-fired power plants are. Now, why is it possible for some countries to take such successful action against this type of pollution and it's not the case in our country? Well, it's all about the cost towards reducing this type of pollution. The estimation is that these desulfurization technologies to retrofit these to all our coal-fired power plants will cost us in the order of 200 billion rands. Now, I haven't, of course, listened into your previous discussion, but I think the estimations are that Eskom is more than 400 billion rands in
debt. Yes, that's exactly what we spoke about.
I see, yes. So, you see, it is difficult now, of course, to attract any form of investment towards Eskom. And in this specific case, we need, as a country or as Eskom, more cheap loans or some investments, not only to, of course, reduce the sulfur dioxide emissions, but also the carbon dioxide emissions, which is, of course, the other big topic of the day. How is Eskom going to manage to reduce its emissions substantially over the next 10 years already, and then, of course, reaching net zero emissions in terms of carbon dioxide and consequently also for sulfur dioxide by 2050? So what we can see is that there are immediate measures Eskom can take and to the benefit of the health of all South Africans if we can get rid of the sulfur dioxide emissions like China has done and like the USA has done and like the European Union has done. Now, the bigger challenge is, of course, how to phase out the coal-powered plants completely. And that is, of course, another major challenge for South Africa over the next 2 decades.
In fact, I saw an interesting article on Business Insider earlier today that a major South African solar player reveals new plans for floating panels, and they want to produce 5 million of these units by 2025. And that's apparently the same company that developed that massive solar farm near Dar in the Northern Cape. And I don't know if you've seen that story at all.
So I haven't seen the specific story, but it is true that across the world, the renewable energy technologies are swiftly becoming cheaper and cheaper and more competitive in terms of rolling out at a very large scale. Now, what we should do is to keep a very sharp eye on these upcoming climate negotiations at the 26th Conference of the Parties in November. So there are some very positive rumors going around that Eskom may announce a deal at this meeting. So I cannot say if that's true or not. I'm just reading this in the media. But about a week ago, we had that envoy from the United Kingdom, the climate envoy, and a number of representatives from other major European economies visiting us here in South Africa and talking specifically to Eskom about what about a so-called just transition deal. So there are definitely very serious discussions going on about how investment can be secured into Eskom despite of all these financial woes it is facing, towards billion US dollars transactions in terms of systematically phasing out the coal plants in favor of renewable energy. And you know, in South Africa, we have such a wonderful climate for renewable energy. We have the Northern Cape with the large quantities of sunshine, the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape with the big potential for more wind farms. So this can be done. It's all about securing that international investment that we need.